The Archdiocese of Boston has reached a $10 million settlement in the sexual abuse case that touched off a national scandal. The money will be divided among the 86 alleged victims of defrocked priest John Gagan. The two sides nearly reached agreement 6 months ago, and this settlement is worth significantly less than the earlier settlement figure. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyeroff reports.
The most prominent civil lawsuits over priest sexual abuse against the Archdiocese of Boston have been settled for $10 million, about half the amount the Archdiocese agreed to pay in the same suits last spring. The Archdiocese backed out of that original deal. The attorney for the alleged victims, Mitchell Garabedian, says his clients settled for less because they want closure.
My clients want to end this. It's time to end this. They want to move on with their lives. They want to step away from this trauma. They just want to try to heal if they can heal at all.
The bulk of the $10 million settlement will be divided among 50 people who say they were molested by Gagan. The rest will be paid to people who say Gagan exposed himself to them and the parents of alleged abuse victims. A spokeswoman for the Archdiocese wouldn't call the deal final, but reiterated that the church has always wanted to settle these cases in a fair and equitable manner. Today's announcement comes after months of legal wrangling. In March, a $15 to $30 million settlement was announced. Then suddenly in May, the Archdiocese withdrew its support from the settlement, saying the clergy sexual abuse scandal had grown to encompass so many allegations it couldn't afford to pay so much to the victims of one priest. Gagan's alleged victims were fighting that decision in court. When compared with other church settlements nationally, $10 million seems low. Just last week, the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island, paid $13.5 million to settle 36 clergy abuse civil lawsuits. In 1996, the Dallas Diocese settled cases for $30 million. Paul Martinek is the editor of Lawyers Weekly USA. He says the $10 million settlement could set a precedent for the hundreds of other civil lawsuits filed or about to be filed against the Boston Archdiocese.
It does signal to other plaintiffs what the Archdiocese is willing to spend. However, every case is different. Every set of plaintiffs is different, and these plaintiffs might have settled for $10 million, and other plaintiffs might say that's not enough.
The deal is expected to be finalized tomorrow in court. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyeroff in Boston.